two hotly contested races in Kansas illustrate a divide over immigration policy. In the governor's race, the Republican has embraced President Trump's get-tough approach. But in Kansas's third congressional district, the GOP incumbent has rejected the harshest tactics and rhetoric. Why? Brian Grimmett of the Kansas News Service explains.
At a recent campaign rally in Topeka, the tough talk on immigration was a crowd pleaser.
We've worked on a number of things, but the most important is stopping illegal immigration.
That's Chris Kobach, Republican candidate for governor, standing next to President Trump, who had kind words of his own for Kobach.
He is a tireless champion for border security. He'll fight for you every single day. He doesn't stop. He'll protect your family. He'll protect your children.
Kobach has made a career out of stoking anti-immigrant sentiment. As Secretary of State, he's pushed for rules to require that people show proof of citizenship when registering to vote. As a private attorney, he worked with cities across the country to help pass ordinances that make hiring or renting to undocumented immigrants unlawful. At the rally, Kobach warned that immigrants here illegally are a drain on the state's finances.
It's time to put Kansans first, not illegal aliens.
That sentiment plays well with voters who helped Trump win Kansas by a wide margin. It also plays well in rural parts of the state, where some people are anxious about immigrants bringing crime. However, the influential Kansas Farm Bureau couldn't agree on who to endorse for governor, and Kobach's hardline immigration stance may have factored in the indecision. His rhetoric might also hurt him with voters in the growing suburbs of Kansas City. That's where 3rd District Congressman Kevin Yoder, another Republican, is taking a more moderate tone when it comes to immigration. He's been endorsed by Trump, but didn't appear at the rally. In an interview on the talk show Up to Date, Yoder said he supports Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration and the border wall, but he's also willing to work across the aisle.
I also supported a Democratic plan that would make sure that DACA kids can't be deported, right? I also supported a Democratic plan that would ensure that we can't separate parents from their children.
Yoder also came to the aid of an Indian woman who lost her legal status when her husband was murdered in a hate crime in Olathe. Sunaina Dumala has endorsed the congressman in a new ad.
He's laughed with me, he's cried with me, he's my friend and our congressman.
I'm Kevin Yoder, and I approve this message.
Yoder is clearly trying to win over moderates, but his approach has alienated some further to the right. Take Fox News talk show host Laura Ingraham. She blasted Yoder for supporting a Democratic plan that would make it easier for migrants fleeing domestic abuse to get asylum in the United States.
Your family history shouldn't be allowed to thwart the president's immigration agenda and, frankly, imperil the party's prospects in the midterms.
Yoder's district is increasingly home to wealthy, college-educated people, and it's skewing more Democratic. Hillary Clinton narrowly won the district 2 years ago. University of Kansas political science professor Patrick Miller says Yoder is solidly conservative, but is trying to project a more centrist image to appeal to those changing demographics.
You know, he really hasn't walked away from Trump's policies, yet he's attempted to say things or express concern over things like children being detained that might seem more sympathetic to what's really a swing district that he represents.
To further demonstrate he's the centrist in the race, Yoder has also attacked his Democratic challenger, Sharice Davids, for comments she made about defunding Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
And the idea that we would abolish that, we would defund that, means that our families and our community is less safe. That is dangerous. That is dangerous. I don't think the people of this district agree with that.
In several recent polls, Yoder is trailing Davids, and Kobach is in a dead heat with his Democratic rival, Laura Kelly, in the governor's race. It's unclear which strategy will work for the two Republicans, whether that's reaching out to moderates or ignoring them and relying on Trump's base. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KMUW, KCUR, Kansas Public Radio and High Plains Public Radio, covering health, education, and politics across the state.